At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Your house is a fifth wall to painting floors. We're talking paint trends with the Home Squad today. Painting and decorating specialist Oisin Butler is with me, as is interior stylist, retwigged stylist Sarah Twig Doyle. Good afternoon to you both. How are you? How are things? Sarah, you're first of all, what's on trend at the minute?
Nothing. I have an aversion to the word trend.
Because
I think what happens with paint colour is that it tends to lead you down a path that may or may not suit you. So I always think colour is instinctual. It's what you wear. It's what's in your wardrobe. It's the things that you, when you're walking around, you go, oh, I love that colour. It has to be instinctual. Trends will lead you down the wrong path. And I am so often called into clients' houses who've followed a trend.
Really, yeah. But you see, I would follow a lot of interior designers / stylists on Instagram, and like what I think is on trend is the blue matte kitchen and the deep bottle green kitchen. So yeah. What are they buying, Oisin? What
They're
are people buying?
Blue kitchens, that's huge.
Yeah,
blue kitchens, brass knobs, everyone's going for it. It's really, really popular. Also, colour drenching with ceilings, walls, woodwork. We talked about this last time.
Yeah, just explain what that is again.
So again, you have a colour you like, and a lot of time people would use a white ceiling and white woodwork, white skirting boards, and their colour on the walls. So instead of doing that, you get your colour that you like, use it on the walls, on the ceiling, and on the woodwork, and it looks awesome. You can't go wrong. It never goes wrong.
Yeah, transformative. It's something that I absolutely 100% agree.
The units as well.
Well, yeah, sometimes people tie in the units too.
I've done it. So my kitchen is the units are the same colour as the wall, because I've gone for a very dark green. And what that's allowed the space to do is actually feel much bigger, because the walls recede away from you then. And then your units don't suddenly leap out at you.
There you go.
So actually it's a really good way, particularly in an open plan spaces where you don't want the kitchen to feel like a kitchen. Mm. You want it to feel part of the room as such.
Yeah.
Do you need a big space though to do that?
No. You could do it in any space. Even a smaller space probably look better. Like if you have a small hallway or something like that, you paint it all one colour. It looks quite open.
And I wouldn't have thought the units.
Yeah.
But then do you have a totally different contrast countertop?
Yeah. So your countertop would be different. And obviously your flooring is likely to be different You'll have enough contrast. Honestly, I mean, so Abigail Ahern, the interior designer in the UK, she's a big advocate for colour drenching spaces. If you look at her Instagram account, she's a brilliant advocate for it.
Can I say one thing though? We haven't yet used a dark colour everywhere. It's generally a lighter colour.
That's what I was thinking. Because in my head, I can see this sort of royal blue everywhere.
No, it is popular to use a dark blue on your cabinets and then have a contrasting colour everywhere else. But we haven't done that yet everywhere.
That's
a bit of a cave.
So when people are calling you, what are they looking for, we'll say, in their hallway walls?
They're looking for different things everywhere. With colours, I tend not to get involved if I can avoid it. But in terms of finishes, I'll try and help them as much as I can. You know, hallway walls, you want something that's going to be a bit more durable. If you're rubbing up against it the whole time, you might bring in a bike or a buggy or a pram or something. So you need something that can take the knocks that you might need somewhere else, like a living room.
Are there certain queries you get regarding paint trends at the moment?
I suppose people coming to me are probably seeing what I do and know that I'm an advocate for colour. But I'm an advocate for colour done softly and well and carefully. So I like limiting your palette throughout the house. So if you're looking at neutrals, it's a palette of neutrals that will work across different rooms. But, you know, to me, a soft green is a neutral because, you know, if you look at green, it'll go in nature. It goes with everything. So, I'm a big fan of embracing colour, embracing it the way that you like to embrace it.
Well, if you have a question for our Home Squad, Oisin and Sarah today, send it in. The WhatsApp number is 087 1400 106. Nora wants help with a PVC front door. She would love to know, can she paint it?
She can, of course, paint it. if I can jump in there.
Yeah.
She just needs the right product. And there's products you can buy from a local paint shop, water-based grip primers that'll go onto it. So you could use that. You could use a professional paint, which would usually be a two-pack paint. So you get your paint and your hardener and you mix that together and you put that on. But I wouldn't recommend going near that unless you really know what you're doing. So if you go to your local paint shop, get a grip primer, clean the surface first, apply the grip primer, and then just paint as normal. Should be grand.
Can you paint every PVC door?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And windows. So yeah. We actually did that in our house. We had terribly stained white UPVC door and windows. We did them inside and out. And it is
in what color?
Transformative. So I did my windows and off black, and I did my front door dark green of my branding color.
Right.
Nice.
I had a, when I bought my place, it had a like a really weird, I'm going to say a mint green. Wasn't mint green, it's probably not the right colour, but something close enough to a mint green to an untrained eye. Front wooden door, and then it had a cutout of like a floral glass. It was the maddest looking thing I've ever seen. Like a circular, nearly like what you'd see in a boat kind of glass, you
like
know,
a
piece.
Boat hole.
Yeah. With a floral glass, it was absolutely
wild. Was it red
wild.
Brick around?
Yeah, it's red brick.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
Why?
Well, green and red always works. You can't go wrong.
I don't know, Oisin. I don't think this worked.
Oh, did it?
I don't know who thought this worked, to be honest with you. Right. Anyway, I changed it and put in a like a really the deepest royal blue I could find.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
And now I'm thrilled with myself.
Yeah.
Anyway, this listener is wondering, they have high ceilings. They're white at the minute. Can't decide if a coloured ceiling would look ridiculous because they're so high. Thoughts?
No, do it. Oh my gosh. It's everywhere at the moment. Okay, so if we're talking about what is on trend, that is something on trend. If you have the high ceilings and you have the coving, go for it. And literally, go on Pinterest and the sky will be the limit as to which colour you choose.
What colours would you recommend?
Well, I think pull something from your room currently. So perhaps if you're looking at a living room, then it's... Was it a living room, she said?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
No,
if it's a living
ceilings.
Room, for example, you could maybe go... Say you had a gorgeous rich forest green sofa. Put that forest green sofa onto the ceiling. It'll look stunning. I mean, that's high ceilings is the holy grail for painting because you can just literally do anything.
Listener is wondering about painting old floorboards. They saw a picture of a black floor and thought it looked great, but not sure if it's something they could do themselves.
Yeah, they could totally do it themselves. You can do anything yourself. It's just to get the preparation right and also to realise you're going to need to set the right amount of time to do it.
Why? Talk us through that now, Oisin.
Well, think about it. You've got a room. You're probably going to have to clear everything out of it. So you're going to clear it out where you going to put it. So you've got to think about that. You've got to think of preparing the floor. So you're going to have to give them a really good clean first, a really good sand. Now you need to sand it in order for the paint to stick to it. And then you want to get the right paint first, a primer that'll stick to the boards and then the paint to go over top. So it's going to take a few coats. If it's the type of thing you're thinking about doing on a weekend, you want to finish work early on a Friday, right? And get cracking because it will take a few days, you know. But if you take your time, plan it out properly, you'll get it done.
What about painting the floor black? Will that chip or is it durable?
Yeah, well, you see, the thing is, yeah, it's a good question. Blacks, I find dark paints are generally softer. They've got so much colouring goes into the tin that it softens the paint a bit. I don't know technically what happens, but it's a bit softer. And you find it with kitchen cabinets as well. That can be a bit of an issue with some paints. So what you can do is use a water-based, if you're using water-based paint, go over it at the end with a water-based varnish, maybe a matte finish, and I'll add a bit of armour to
it. Help.
Yeah, exactly.
Niamh has a follow-up question, Sarah, because she says, you mentioned soft green. Would you suggest a particular colour or brand for kitchen cabinets? Would you do all cabinets in the colour or complementary colour for an island unit?
Okay, so can I recommend a specific brand? I'm going to say no. Because, as I said, you know, everything will vary without seeing your light. You know, it could be a sort of a sagey green. It could have more blue in it. It could be an olivey green. So, you know, sort of a pale, soft olivey green. It really depends on your light levels. You know, I always say, particularly in north facing rooms, you know, if that's a north facing space, you're going to want to go warmer colour. So you want to go more on the sort of the olivey sort of green tones rather than the blue tones, which is going to feel a little bit cold.
Did one for, you know, Vogue Williams.
Yes.
We did her kitchen up in Hote there last year. And she went for a really light pink and a really light green. So half the cabinets were pink and the other half were green. When I heard this, I thought, this is going to look mad. But when it was finished, it looked really, really well.
Wow.
Yeah, I can imagine that would be a beautiful combination. And pink is one of those colours that people don't think of for a kitchen space. But actually, I designed a client's kitchen. We actually did a deep blue on the cabinetry. So it was actually a Hague blue from Farran Ball. And then we did setting plaster on the walls, which is lovely kind
that's
of
a color,
plaster
I assume,
pink.
Is
yeah,
it? Yeah,
it is. Yeah,
plaster
but it's,
pink.
It's yeah. warm. It's not a girly pink. You don't yeah. look at it and go, oh gosh, that's girly.
Like
it's
a dusty
not.
Pink,
it's,
nearly.
It's grown up. It's okay. a really grown up mm. combination.
Listener says we've a fireplace wall painted black. Would you recommend a black ceiling and maybe other walls with it?
You could. And Sarah's. We were chatting earlier about this.
See, I think if you're going to go black, just go for it. Just yeah. really.
But not everything black.
No, but well, you could do your chimney breast black and bring it up onto the ceiling. Yeah, yep. you could do that. That could look well.
Yeah. You know? I mean, I think it depends on the space and the size of the room and how you want to feel. A sitting room is a cozy space. And actually, black is always one of those colours people think is going to feel really cold, and it's not. It's absolutely the reverse. Mm. But, you know, you need to know that you want to... How you want to feel in
the very
space.
Dark, Sarah.
Well, yeah,
but it's a cozy space. I mean, when are you going to sit in a sitting room watching TV when you want to feel cozy? And it will actually feel very cozy.
Great
a dark
for
color,
yeah,
fabulous for movies. Yeah, movie night would be a dream. Lots of candles. I mean, you're going to need to think about your
the
lighting.
Right lighting, I suppose.
Yeah,
can
you're
going
to really
there.
Need to think about your lighting.
This listener is moving into a new house and they're looking for suggestions on a good base colour to paint everywhere until they figure out what they want in a year or two's time.
Oof.
I would white. Just, yeah, go warm white, but don't make
the
mistake
tone.
Of going brilliant white. So I would always go, if I'm going white, I'm going off white with a slight brown tone because it's going to go everywhere.
What would you recommend though on brands or colours for this listener on that?
Well, whichever their favourite brand is, but I mean, go into their decorating centre and say, this is what I want to do and this is the type of house I have.
Yeah, Dulux have a signature white, one we use at home a bit and we use it everywhere. It's quite nice. It's not white, it's a bit of colour to it, but it's not...
It's called signature white,
signature
is it?
White, yeah.
Signature and white. Colour okay. Trend, there's a Milk Teeth, is a lovely, yeah. Is a lovely rich, warm white.
Okay. I want to paint my bedroom. I'm finding it difficult to pick a colour. This listener is thinking of a biscuit colour. I don't even know what that is. Is it brown? And painting the colour, that colour, and then maybe a cream or white. Would that work? What's a biscuit colour?
I don't know what type of biscuit.
Oh, sorry, they said pink. So do they mean...
Yeah, so they're sort of thinking of a warm neutral. I would say if you're going to do that, don't do the white ceiling. I would take that colour everywhere. Because if you're going for a warm neutral, it's soft enough that you can bring that everywhere. So like we were saying, back to what Oisin was saying about the colour drenching, I would absolutely embrace the colour drenching. There's a really, really lovely colour from the Dulux Heritage range called Pale Walnut. Tell her to have a look at that.
Have a look at that. Noreen is wondering, now this would be lost on me, but you guys will know it. Would this look well in a bedroom? Heritage Velvet Matte. Is it ochre white?
Ochre.
Okay, do you know what that is?
Nope.
You don't know what that paint is? No,
I haven't seen that particular
Heritage
colour.
Heritage Velvet.
I'm guessing that it's part of the Dulux Heritage range and it's probably one of their neutrals. It would really depend on the orientation of the bedroom. I mean, you need to know whether you're east, north, south, west. You know, those things, I know I keep talking about that, but they are so important because light will vary according to the orientation of a room.
Interesting question from Anne. Please ask the colour consultants their advice on colour of an old schoolhouse from the last century. It has keystones around the border of the windows and at corners of the building. Mm. I'd like to bring the keystones back to their original natural stone. They have been painted over for a number of years and the concrete on the outside also painted yellow. It's a low building, so I feel more natural look might enhance it.
Well, restoration there, you're stripping paint from the keystones, they could be granite. Taking that right back can be a bit of work. So normally I'd get another company and somebody with a needle gun to take it back. Or as Sarah said, you might use somebody with a sandblaster to take it back. Or if you're doing it yourself, you could use a chemical like peel away. It's like paste, you paste on, you wrap it in plastic, you leave it for 24, 48 hours, you take it off, you scrape it off. Whatever's left, you do it again. You keep going until it's gone. So it does take a lot of work.
Well, it's either that or if she's thinking just painting over it completely with another colour, then...
What would you recommend colour-wise?
Well, I mean, if she's talking about going back to the original colour, then, you know, if you can even find what that is, you know, scrape a little bit off, try and get a photograph, even take it down to... A lot of decorating centres now have these really clever little magic eyes, which basically will colour match to as close to what you see there as possible.
Mm. A quick question from Yvonne. She wants textured walls like a lime wash. What's a cost-effective way to try and get that?
Cost-effective way. God, how would you do that cost-effectively?
It depends on what her finish on the walls is currently, but there's a product called Bauwerk Colour. And it's an Australian brand and it's absolutely gorgeous. And they right. have a fabulous palette of colours. And basically what you're doing there is it's a step process. It's messy. Mm. It's really, really thin lime wash type paint that goes over your walls.
Okay.
Oh, it's stunning. Fabulous. Tell her to look into Bauwerk.
We'll have to get you back again for more paint consultation questions. Sarah Twigg Doyle, Retwigged Stylist, and Oisin Butler, Painter Director, Painting and Decorating Specialist, I should say, from Oisin Butler Limited. Thanks a million to you both for joining us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.